Well, hi, guys. We're going to finish up Acts chapter 15 today. We have been in here for several days this week, and it's an important chapter, but we're going to finish it today. And it ends, I want to talk about unity, church unity and working together, because the whole chapter 15 is about disunity and how it can be resolved. And so there's a lot in there going on. So we've talked often, like I said, about the doctrines. People are teaching falsehoods, and then Paul and Barnabas go to Jerusalem to get it straight, and they work it out because it matters. These things matter. But there was this division going on, and so they straightened it out. But I want you to look at verse 25, chapter 15, verse 25. It says they're writing a letter. It says, "It seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men to send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've therefore sent you Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth." So they're saying, we've reached one accord. We're writing a letter. We love your guys, Paul and Barnabas. We're sending two people we love, Judas and Silas, so they can tell you, so you can hear it and read it. It's very important for this group to be in full unity and for that message of unity to go with it. They don't just send Paul and Barnabas back with a letter. They send people. And they want this to be a unified effort, because unity matters a lot. Unity in doctrine matters in terms of teaching the right stuff, but unity in person also matters. Let's be friends. Let's love each other. We send, since we've come to one accord, we're sending with you our beloved Barnabas and Paul. Okay? They love them. Okay? It seemed good in the Holy Spirit for us to, like, this is a good thing. This is exciting. We're excited about it. Go for it. And they have the couple of instructions about doctrine and what to teach and what's right. And that matters. But that message of unity and love and care is vitally important to what they're doing. They're not just teaching doctrine. They're not just some seminary professor who doesn't know your name. They love these people. And remember, there was division. Remember, it said that some Pharisees had come up from Judea to Antioch. And there was probably a question among the people in Antioch, at least, who are these guys? Are these from the church in Jerusalem? Or, like, are they sending them here to, like, mess us up or something? And James was very clear in this letter to say that we didn't even know they were coming. They didn't come from our... We didn't send them up there. We didn't know who they are. We didn't know why they came up to do that. So verse 30, when they're sent off, they went down to Antioch, and having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. Like, they want them together. And then when they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. They spent time with there, and they go off in peace, it says in verse 34. The unity is more than just teaching the right stuff. This is not robot class. This is not computer programming. This is people. This is an organism. This is the body of Christ, a family of God. We're to be drawn and knit together. Okay? So that matters. That unity makes a big difference. It's important. But at the end of chapter 15, there's some more disunity going on. Let's look at that. Verse 36 through 41. After some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Hey, let's return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are." They want to check on them. That's a good idea, right? They had been on a missionary journey together, seen a lot of different things. Verse 37, now Barnabas wanted to take with them John called Mark. Now you read Colossians, that's actually his cousin. Sometimes he's called John Mark. He's the guy who wrote Mark, the book of the Bible. In the book of Colossians, says that he's Barnabas' cousin. Okay, so they're related. Barnabas wants to bring him along. Verse 38, but Paul thought best not to take with them the one who had withdrawn from them in Pamphylia and had not gone with them to do the work. Remember, Paul and Barnabas set off on a missionary journey, and they had their first stop was the island of Cyprus, and they went through Cyprus, and it was going well, and they had John Mark with them. And then at the end, the last city they hit is Paphos. We looked at that. That's where the proconsul there from Rome is the mayor, kind of. And then he has this bad advisor whose name is Elymas. and he's a bad guy. Anyway, that John Mark left after that. Paul and Barnabas carried on and went into modern-day Turkey area, and John Mark went home. Okay, so Paul thought it was best not to take him with him because he had abandoned him. Verse 39, there arose a sharp disagreement, so they separated from one another. Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed. Having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord, he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. So both these guys go out on their missions trip, but they have a fight about John Mark, about this one guy who Paul doesn't want to bring along, and Barnabas does. Barnabas goes to Cyprus. Barnabas is from Cyprus. If you remember back in your earlier chapters of Acts, he's from Cyprus. John Mark's his cousin. John Mark might be from Cyprus also. So they have a, kind of a family tie together, and they have their home base, their homeland or whatever is Cyprus, and so they go there. Paul goes up to the Turkey area, Galatia, all that. So there's probably a few different moving parts here that lead to this breakup of Paul and Barnabas. It's probably more than just, hey, I want to bring John Mark along. Well, I don't. Well, let's have a fight about it. It's probably more than that. Barnabas has a stronger attachment to John Mark, and I could easily see Paul rolling his eyes and being like, man, you just want to, he's just your cousin, it's favoritism, you would never bring along somebody like that if it was just some other guy. You just want to bring him because he's your cousin. You guys, you go ahead, go to Cyprus, whatever, take him to Cyprus. He went to Cyprus the first time. His problem was when they left Cyprus, he didn't want to go, or he didn't want to go to the next place or something. So there's different dynamics in play here, but it's a shame that these two, Paul and Barnabas, who had done a mission trip together, Barnabas had kind of adopted Paul. He was the first real leader to take Paul in and invite him and let him join the church. Barnabas had been assigned to pastor the church in Antioch, and he had immediately sent for Paul to have Paul help him. Barnabas and Paul on their missions trip, Barnabas and Paul go to Jerusalem here in chapter 15 to get their doctrine straightened out. Like, these guys are tight. And it is a shame that this argument broke out among them. It's a real shame. And, you know, it wasn't sin either. Like, neither one of them got into some scandal and had to be kicked out. Like, these were just two godly men who loved Jesus, who wanted to be out there strengthening the churches, and couldn't come to agreement on it. It's a shame. But I believe that there is greater unity that actually did come to pass, a greater form of unity, a higher unity than just being friends and agreeing to disagree and then pretending the issue isn't there. The issue's there. Paul doesn't want to bring John Mark along. Barnabas does. That's a real issue, and they're both solid on it. Like, I think they both had good reasons. Paul probably, you know, hey, this guy left us behind. We were counting on him. He was a useful guy around, and then he just disappeared. He stopped. He quit. He's a quitter. He doesn't care enough to stick around. He abandoned us. We were in trouble. Like, they need help. They need as many friends as they can get. And Barnabas is thinking, well, hey, it's worth another try. He did come with us in the first half of the journey. He's still around. He didn't leave the church. Let's work with him. They both have good reasons. And so because of that, I think they agreed to go, let's just take two trips. Barnabas, you're really good in Cyprus. John Mark, you handled it in Cyprus. So guys, go back to Cyprus, and I'll take Silas. We'll just bring another guy, and we'll go up here. So now we have another missionary, Silas, coming along. We have a greater ability to strengthen the churches because we don't have to, one can go here, one can go there. We cover more bases. And as you see, when we get to chapter 16, Paul and Silas wind up moving on and pressing forward even farther. Barnabas is kind of gone after this. He's not really mentioned at all. He occasionally, his name pops up in some of the letters that Paul writes after this. But Acts is done with Barnabas. That's it. He goes to Cyprus with John Mark, and that's the end of it. But I believe he was doing good work there. So praise the Lord. The higher unity here, though, is that none of these guys got mad and stormed out. There's a greater unity, a commitment, a solid, a strong bond in the Lord to say the gospel matters. It's going to go out. Paul didn't say, well, if John Mark goes, I'm not going. And Barnabas said, if he doesn't go, I'm not going. Like, they didn't play that game. They were both united in agreement, in unity, to making sure that they go strengthen these other churches. They both believed in that. They both wanted that. They were both going to teach the right doctrine, the right gospel. They both cared a lot. It wasn't like some kind of fight over pride, over who's going to win the fight. They both wanted it and wanted to do it. And so the church remained unified, even as two main leaders of the church kind of had a falling out together. I don't think it went personal with them, and I have reason to think that. Verse 40, but Paul chose Silas and departed, having been commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord. So he's commended by the brother. Like, they're not storming out saying, get out of here, we're sick of this. They're blessing him on the way. This is an exciting opportunity, is how they see it. Okay? And he goes around strengthening the churches. Paul sailed, Barnabas took Mark with him and sailed away to Cyprus, but Paul chose Silas and departed. They both stay true. They stay unified to the mission. And you read the other epistles that Paul writes, he never has anything bad to say about Barnabas. It's all good. Things are okay. I just don't want to go with John Mark, and you do. So let's make sure that we keep multiplying and strengthening the churches. Let's just do that. And in that kind of unity, you can overcome these personal disagreements. They don't have to become personal. They can remain disagreements. You can believe strongly and stick to your guns, but it's not personal. It's still advancing the gospel. So if you value the gospel enough, if you value the spread of the gospel, if you love Jesus and you want his name proclaimed, you can overcome personal differences. And the gospel can continue to multiply. So even in disunity, the gospel multiplies. Even when they're teaching false doctrines earlier in chapter 15, they come together in humility, work it out, and get a correct doctrine. And that's an important step. Early church, what's true? What's not true? What is the gospel? What isn't the gospel? It matters. So the disunity, the attempt at disunity, actually brought greater clarity. The brief difference of opinion with Paul and Barnabas here actually multiplied the gospel. And if we go into it that way, let's just make sure Jesus is famous. Let's make sure everybody knows him and loves him and knows the truth about him. If everybody has that attitude, man, we're unified. You might not be best friends with everybody, but in that unity in Christ and in proclaiming the gospel, you can build his kingdom together, even when you go off in different directions. So praise the Lord, guys. It is okay to separate for the purpose of advancing the gospel. Just make sure you're doing it in love, like James, like these Jerusalem believers were so eager to do with the Antioch church. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's build true unity in the true gospel, and let's advance it, and let's not stop just because we have some little obstacle or something. Praise the Lord, guys. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. God bless.